The wealthier population had tombstones placed on their graves. They were engraved with the name of the deceased, their age, profession, state, or military service, and sometimes also bore an image of the deceased. Four tombstones from the antique necropolis in Aidoshina are on display. Three of them are plaster of Paris replicas. These tombstones do not merely give us the names of the ancient inhabitants of these parts, but also provide us with at least partial insight into the living conditions of the time. You are standing before a replica of the tombstone of Taro Kobristinius, or Taro Kobristinius, who died in the first half of the first century. The monument depicts wine grower's pruning knife, which indicates that the deceased was engaged in viticulture. On your left is a replica of the tombstone of the Roman officer Antonius Valentinus. Its inscription informs us that the deceased was killed by raiders in the Julian Alps in a place called Scelerata, cursed. This place was located in the area of present-day Hrušica, which Roman geographers considered a part of the Julian Alps. The military officer was buried in the burial ground which belonged to the settlement of Fluvio Frigido in the late 2nd or in the 3rd century.